The Wildcats soccer team opened district play with a 3-0 victory over Marshall at Gerald Prim Stadium Tuesday night. And I talked with Wildcats soccer coach Andy Holt.
Our first home game of the season happened to be the first district ball game. You know, when we have 14 district games, it kind of limits the number of games you get to play in the preseason. And, you know, we played those two tournaments, so that made it we started our first district game at home, and kids came out and played really well. We beat Marshall 3-0, and I thought our kids answered any questions that we had, you know, coming in, because we've had a few games where we hadn't played real well. You know, we lost last Tuesday against Pittsburgh. I believe we were on a three-game losing streak kind of coming in. So our kids definitely stepped up and played well last night.
Start with defense, you know, shut them out. You can't get any better than that.
So. Yeah, no question. And I was talking to somebody about, you know, how good one guy played, and then I was thinking how good another guy. I mean, everybody played really well. I mean, I could name the entire squad. You know, just they all played well. Sammy Gallegos was our sweeper last night, and he played smart, played much better than he did last Tuesday, and, you know, made some really good decisions. And then I thought Josh Foster played the best game he's had all season at right back for us. And then, of course, Juan Gomez, he's a rock back there at left back. He's been there this is his third year now, so. You know, he did what we expect him to do. And then in the midfield, I thought Brian Roque and Tanner Ramirez played well. And I thought Andy Green had the best game he's had all season. So he and Josh, I thought, both played extremely well. And then, of course, Chris Espinoza got two of the three goals. You know, he's kind of he's obviously our leading goal scorer now. I believe he has 5 on the season. And, you know, he does a great job of getting in there and mixing it up. So, you know, like I said, I could sit here and name each kid and how well they played. It was a great team performance.
Did you mention your keeper with that defense in front of him?
Yeah, Jorge Roque played last night, and he played really well. You know, he was called upon a few times, and he answered the call. And, you know, his technique is very good at stopping shots and making plays. He's just got to work on catching the ball. There was, I think, two cases where if he catches it, he doesn't have to worry about getting up and try to jump on it. So, but he played well for us and felt confident back there with him back there. And, you know, he's a senior, and he's played a lot of soccer in his lifetime. So, you know, you could just kind of see some of the smart things that he did. He played well last night.
Now, you mentioned Espinoza with 2 goals, and who got your third one for you?
Yeah, the 2 goals, I guess, Chris, one of them was on a throw-in. Andy Green, you know, he's a guy who we use on – he's got a great long throw, and Chris got on the end of it, headed it right in. And then the second one was a set piece, probably from about 25 to 30 yards out where Chris hit it in. And then the third goal was another throw-in, and I believe Scott Galarza got on the end of it there at the very end. I think Chris flicked it, and it kind of was going in, maybe – so Scott went ahead and made sure he buried it. And, you know, that's you know, Scott's a guy who's scrappy and does a great job of getting in there and scoring those kind of goals.
The Wildcats are back at Prim Friday night as they host Mount Pleasant. KSST Sports.